Tokyo, today's the first day at work for the new Japanese cabinet. Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi yesterday named six new ministers, including a new economic czar, in hopes of implementing financial reforms and reviving the world's second largest economy. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Junichiro Koizumi was propelled into power 18 months ago, hailed as a maverick reformer with a maverick mane of wavy hair. The hair is still there, but many Japanese are beginning to wonder about Koizumi's commitment to economic reform. Unemployment is near a record high. Homelessness and other social ills virtually unheard of in this country are now a growing problem. Koizumi has done little to solve the main reason for Japan's economic malaise, a banking system saddled with some $400 billion in bad loans. At a late-night news conference, Koizumi used the word emergency to describe Japan's banking crisis and later explained the reason for his cabinet reshuffle. I made the changes to wipe out the public's concerns, he said, and to let them know that the government and the financial authorities are acting as one to tackle the problem of bad loans. Koizumi has appointed Heizo Takanaka, a 51-year-old former Harvard professor, to head the powerful Financial Services Agency. That's the body charged with cleaning up Japan's banking mess. Takanaka shares Koizumi's appetite for reform. He advocates an aggressive approach to Japan's banking crisis. Specifically, he wants to inject public funds into the banking system. It's a controversial idea, to say the least. These days, bank presidents in Japan are about as popular as CEOs in America. And many Japanese do not want to see their tax dollars used to bail out the floundering banks and their presidents. But many economists believe that's exactly what's needed if Japan's economy is ever going to recover. Some analysts say what matters is not who was appointed to the cabinet, but how they were appointed, in complete secrecy. The new ministers themselves only learned of their appointments just hours before they were announced at a news conference. The old guard from Koizumi's Liberal Democratic Party was not consulted, and they're clearly not happy. Former Prime Minister Yasuhiro Nakasone took this not-so-subtle swipe at Koizumi's American-style populism.
This would be fine if Koizumi were the leader of a presidential system of government, but that is not what we have in Japan. We have a parliamentary system, so Koizumi should listen to the advice of the others.
But Koizumi must be doing something right. He's riding a new wave of popular support, buoyed by his recent visit to North Korea, the first ever by a Japanese prime minister. Koichi Nakano, a professor at Tokyo Sophia University, says Koizumi has demonstrated a real flair for political style, though not necessarily political substance.
He has a taste for theatrical politics, and so in that sense he's rather different. Whether he can leave his office with a good record or not is very much still uncertain, I think.
That's certainly the view of one of Japan's most important constituents, the financial markets. Traders on the Tokyo stock market responded to news of the cabinet reshuffle with a yawn. Today, the Nikkei stock average dipped more than 200 points, or slightly more than 2%. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.